We're going to take a look at the study guide. Every chapter has a study guide, and only this chapter will have a commentary on the study guide. But we're also going to show you how to use Google Docs in case you're not familiar. So let's click on the study guide, and what we see is the document, and we also see some menu options. But we notice that it says request edit access. Don't do this because I give you view access, which is all you need to make a copy or to download. You can't edit it because you'd be editing the copy that everybody else uses. So what you're going to do is you're going to either do file, download as a Microsoft a Word document, or maybe you use LibreOffice or OpenOffice, or maybe you want to print it out as a PDF. But I recommend, and it's up to you, if you have a Google account and all you need to do is create a Gmail account, a Google Gmail account, to make a copy. Once you make a copy, and I'm going to call it copy of, incredibly demonstrative name, chapter one study guide, and it will put it in your drive. Now, it will be called My Drive, but it will be your drive, but you understand that it's called My Drive, and you can put it in folders, and it's up to you where you want to put it, but it will now be your document. So as soon as we make a copy, it is now editable. So now you see all the menu options, and you can start playing with it and goofing with it, doing whatever your little heart desires with it. So that's how you use Google Docs. Please do not request access, because all I'll do is come back and say, make a copy. You can't have access to my original. Now, let's take a look at the study guides. Here at the community colleges, we want to prime the pump. When you go to the university, folks, they're not going to give you a study guide. Maybe they will, but they just expect you to do it. They want you to use your notes and the materials that they give you or are available to create the study guide for you. Now, I like study guides. I love flashcards. You make little index cards or whatever. You know, put the term on one side, then put the definition on the other side, and you can quiz yourself. You can quiz each other. So all these terms in each study guide of every class, of every chapter, are fair game. They're going to be on the exam, especially if they're italics in the presentation or on the study guide. But every once in a while, you'll see something that says, not that useful, or in this case, we will not work with this, the present value. So the present value is actually used in the next class, Introduction to Investments. So if you see something like that, you can just ignore it. But everything else, folks, everything else is something you should study. And of course, you can write in the little margins or anything, however you want to do it. People use these highlighters. I don't think they're very useful, but that's up to you, right? So study every day, bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College and your friends and your family and your coworkers and yourself, and be awesome. Any questions? You know who to contact. We want you to succeed. We want you to be wealthy. Over time, folks, it takes time. So watch chapter one presentations and you'll learn that it can be done. It can be done. See ya.